This is a Fox News alert, an emergency meeting. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Biden has called the sit-down with NATO and G7 leaders after Poland says a Russian-made missile came into its territory, killing two civilians, as the Russian barrage into Ukraine escalates.
Early reports, backed up by a U.S. official quoted by Associated Press, saying Russian missiles hit 3 miles into Poland, striking an agricultural site there, killing two people, perhaps by accident. But Ukrainian President Zelensky tonight was very concerned.
This is a very significant escalation. We must act.
Significant because any attack on a NATO country by another nation would trigger what is called Article 5, which could trigger military action by the alliance.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. The White House says President Biden has offered its full support to Polish President Duda. NATO allies are investigating the reports of the strike. In a few hours, it's expected former President Trump will launch a third run for president. Last week, Trump teased that a major announcement was coming tonight.
Aides refused to say that official announcement is certain, leaving the specifics up to Trump's speech. While many Republicans support the former president, they're keeping their 2024 options open.
Fox's Rich Edson in Palm Beach. A federal judge has ruled that a Trump-era rule that was used to expel hundreds of thousands of migrants to Mexico was unlawful and arbitrary.
Title 42, a public health authority rolled out by the Trump administration in 2020 during the start of the coronavirus pandemic, allowed border agents to turn away migrants at the U.S. southern border to protect public health. The American Civil Liberties Union filing a lawsuit arguing that it places migrants in harm's way and violates U.S. asylum law. The judge's ruling effectively restores asylum seekers' access to the borders.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The head of the Department of Homeland Security testifying before Congress about the state of U.S. national security.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas defending the administration's actions on the border to North Carolina Republican Congressman Dan Bishop.
Do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security.
Mayorkas says the administration has arrested thousands of smugglers and lowered the amount of Venezuelan migrants coming to the border. He's asking Congress to pass immigration reform and the DHS budget that includes hiring more Border Patrol agents. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Federal appeals court has issued a temporary stay on a lower court judge's order that pared back enforcement of New York's new gun law. The stay from the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals comes 8 days after another judge declared multiple portions of the law unconstitutional, including rules that restrict carrying firearms in public parks and some licensing requirements. New York lawmakers rewrote the state's handgun laws this summer. The Grammy nominations are in, and Beyonce sets another record.
Beyonce's Break My Soul has swirled to the top of the Grammys list with 9 nominations with bids for Song and Record of the Year. She also earned 3 R&B nominations, 1 for her Oscar-nominated track Be Alive. These nominations bring her career total to 88 nominations, and it sets a new record. She is now tied with her husband, Jay-Z, as the most nominated artist. He grabbed 5 nominations this year. Kendrick Lamar follows with 8. Adele and Brandi Carlile tied with 7. Winners will be announced on the 65th annual telecast February 5th, which will air live on CBS from the Crypto Center in L.A.
Fox's Michelle Polino on Wall Street. The Dow added 56. The Nasdaq gained 162. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.